In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Aturo hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well. Curious here and curious, sir. The Bears keep going through this football season, and now they've made the move, and Thomas Graham is the man, and he was introduced yesterday, and impressive guy. Much better at the podium. Don't know how he'll be as a play caller, but significantly better than Shane Waldron was at the podium.
Yeah, and I think he's better in front of the room as a whole when you talk about what really matters when he's talking, and that's standing in front of the offense in the meeting room and having a presence and being dynamic because, you know, it's a significant part of the coordinator's job on either side of the ball is selling the vision and selling the game plan and getting buy-in from the players. Like, if you go through that process and you don't have buy-in from them, it's going to be difficult to get to Sunday and be sharp and look good and execute at a high level. He's a guy that is dynamic in front of the players. I think he can energize them in the meeting room. I think he will have their focus. Now, what will that mean in terms of execution, production, and performance? That remains to be seen, but he's a completely different guy, and they need to flip the switch on this, right? There's 8 games to go. This isn't 3 games to go where it's the season's completely dead. Like, they've got a chance to do something here to make some noise in the division, but it's got to happen almost immediately.
Brad, I want to get your reaction to what I termed earlier the quote of the year, and it came from Keenan Allen, and to me, it implicates everything and everybody and talks about and speaks to just the lack of a standard at Hallis Hall. This is what Keenan Allen had to say yesterday.
For me, I'd probably say just probably too nice of a guy. I think OTAs, training camp, we kind of fell into a trap of letting things go, not holding people accountable, and obviously those things get into a little slippery slope.
So what types of things are you talking about?
Just being, you know, kind of professionalism, just doing things the right way from the beginning.
That was Keenan Allen on Shane Waldron. Brad, what was your reaction?
Well, I don't know how much OTAs Keenan was at, but they probably got attendance records somewhere at Hallis Hall on that. But yeah, and listen, the players were ready for a change before Monday, right? Like, and what'd you hear him talk about all along, like the details and the details. Well, you know, what can slip when that happens? You know, like they made the wrong choice, which is really, I mean, it's just hard to believe. They talked to 9 guys, and he's the only guy that gets a second interview. It's confusing to me. Clearly, there was some type of flaw in the process, right, to get to him. But
was there a process? This is the question. Like they brought people in. Exactly. Was this a prearranged marriage?
They flew all over the country.
Right,
they flew all over the country.
But they brought
one guy in.
So is this – did Trace pick their – offensive coordinator
for them,
and was one of the prerequisites a guy that was not good enough in front of the room that he looked like a head coach?
Yeah, I don't worry about that one quite as much, because it's really rare when you see the head coach dumped and his replacement come in house. Like that doesn't happen very often. It certainly, you know, one instance I can recall was in Tampa when the Bucks got rid of Lovie Smith and Dirk Cutter became the head coach. But I don't think that's a real thing that people worry about, because if you're at a point generally where the head coach has got to go, then pretty much everybody's going.
Brad, I'm curious about the reports out there about players going to Matt Eberflus and veteran players wanting the quarterback replaced. I mean, mother of God.
I don't believe that happened. I don't think there's a story there.
Okay.
Well, the story from Caleb Williams yesterday, he sounded like a guy pretty serious. He sounded like a guy who had his confidence maybe beaten down a little bit. Brad, what did you make of the way that he handled this change, and what effect do you think it might have on his performance?
I think he handled it well. You know, he's basically like, hey, I've got a job to do, right? And I've got to go out and do it. And he's a rookie, and he can't afford to focus on anything other than doing his job. I think there's a possibility that if Caleb's energized and everybody around him is energized, that they can get some more even performances from him, that they can get back to it. You're looking at it and you're saying, okay, yeah, I could see this. Because, listen, the guy's got a world of talent. No one is going to dispute that. What would I expect Thomas Brown to potentially do? Talking to people who worked with him in Carolina, you could see some half-field reads where they're getting him on the move a little bit. You could, because they don't want to have the quarterback in the same spot the whole time, or at least Thomas didn't a year ago with Bryce Young, which, like, that experience didn't go well for the Panthers or Bryce or Thomas or really anyone involved. But hopefully he learned some things in doing that can be applied here as well. So I think we'll see some better performances from Caleb. They've got to find a way to protect him. You know, I thought one thing Thomas said that was interesting yesterday, guys, was, you know, trying to get the ball out of his hands quickly, and then when the moment's right, allowing him to take advantage of his unique gifts and abilities, right? And hopefully take some of the heat off him with all these sacks.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Est Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years, estwing.com. Big Z, the injury report came out. I'm a huge fan, and I think it's been very determinant of what is going to happen in a few of these games this year. It was good to see both tackles back, albeit in a limited process. What was your take on what you saw out of the injury report? I mean, obviously, huge red flag if Montez Sweat can't play or is slowed or is not at his full strength against Green Bay.
Yeah, the Sweat thing you got to keep an eye on. But I think he finished the game last week, so today – you know, I saw the Sweat thing yesterday. I'm like, oh, okay, but today should be a little more revealing on that. I firmly believe both offensive tackles are tracking to start in this game, with Braxton having missed the last two games and Darnell missing the one. And then, you know, Tevin Jenkins, I like, you can't, that's hazardous to try to figure out what's going on with him health-wise, because it's just the guy's always got something, right? So hopefully he's well enough to play on Sunday, but the availability piece with him is something that has really marked his first four seasons in the league with the Bears.
So, Brett, I'm going to go back to this big picture idea that getting rid of Shane Waldron and elevating Thomas Brown, what it all represents. Because I think when you look at the process that we have criticized now, and you look at this week, which is the wrath of Ryan Poles when he fires the handpicked offensive coordinator and he cuts Nate Davis, are we going to hear from him? Why haven't we so far? Because we can talk all we want about Matt Eberflus and how shaky he is at the microphone and how this is his eighth assistant coach has either resigned or been fired in the last 15 months. But I would like to hear from the man who hired Matt Eberflus and retained him this year, because eventually that's where this all is headed. Accountability is a word. Yes, there are consequences that we're seeing this week, but it doesn't stop at Matt Eberflus. I think it goes higher than that, and I'd like to hear from Ryan Poles. When will we?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I don't believe that he'll chat this week. I think he's been pretty straightforward about some of the things that haven't worked previously, right? Like, you know, they traded for Chase Claypool and they dumped him, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to wear that one, you know? And I think if he was to talk today, he would be candid about how things didn't work out for Nate Davis. But these guys, you know what they need to do? They need to find a way to get the focus on the football field, you know? Like, they had the fallout in Washington at the end of that, and all the crap for them that much of it self-created,
yep,
that followed. Like, they haven't been able to keep the focus on, like, hey, we're playing the Packers Sunday or that type of thing. And it's not unusual for general managers to not have media availabilities in season. So I don't think this is like polls is being evasive.
They're in crisis mode. They're in full-fledged crisis mode, though, Brad.
Right, and I'm just spinning this around. Like, they're still going to be in crisis mode if polls comes out and takes questions, right? Like, if he comes out and takes questions, is that going to change anything, you know?
So Nate Davis is cut. I mean, that's interesting just because of the timing.
Addition by subtraction.
And that's fine. And I got no problem with that. But does that mean that he was actually healthy and he just didn't want to play when he showed up at Soldier Field on Sunday? Or hurt? Or, you know what I mean? I care.
Yeah.
But I really want to talk about his roster spot and the idea that, you know, Jay Curran now moves to the roster, and you've signed Ricky Stromberg, former third round pick. Yeah, and a guy the Bears had in here, I believe, before the draft. He was a third round pick by Washington in 2023, and I talked to a guy out there and said that they were just stunned that he couldn't play, and they didn't think he could play. So that's the reason that they let him go. What do you know about him? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, the Bears could use a center. I guess what I'm saying. And if they'd use Stromberg's picking him,
Yeah, Stromberg's on the practice squad.
Yeah.
And he's coming off multiple knee injuries. He had an injury to his kneecap last season as a rookie. And then it was like a cartilage issue that was near the knee that they had to clean up back before the start of the season. So he got waived with an injury settlement by the Commanders. It was about an 8-week deal. So it took him a while to heal up. So he's just on the practice squad now. Like, that's a long play. I don't think you're looking
right.
at
it's a
that
future,
guy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're,
it's
you're
for next year's you're, camp. You're getting there early.
Right, exactly, next year's camp.
Who's going to be here for next year's camp?
Well, learning a new offense.
Apparently, polls.
Maybe.
But, the Nate Davis thing, it could have just been some spasms on Sunday. It could have been Nate wasn't interested in putting on a uniform. I don't know. Like, you don't need some final straw thing on Sunday to be an indictment of Nate Davis's football character, right? That was lacking. And the shame of it is the team, like, really kind of stepped up and backed him at every turn. Remember the beginning of last year, his mother passed away, and he was out for, I believe it was the week 2 game. Totally understandable, right? Like, just had a death in the family. He's taking care of family business. He's not going to play football on Sunday. Comes back the next week and asks for another game off. And, I don't want to minimize the grief process for anyone in a situation like that, but two consecutive Sundays off in an NFL season is a highly unusual ask by a player, and the team fully backed him. Like everything's all right. We totally support Nate. And at the end of what was a poor season for him on the field, they backed him. We think he's going to bounce back. We like him here. He was the unquestioned starter. You know, they backed him at every turn, and I don't think he really reciprocated much at all.
Yeah, it's sunk cost week at Halas Hall because what was that, $20 million, $15 million that he...
Yeah, I mean, the guarantee on his contract was just above 19, yeah.
Yeah, and Shane Waldron gets 5 to walk away. I wonder,
wow.
You know, this is the great purge, the great midseason purge, too little, too late, because I just don't know. I mean, Brad, there could be a bounce. They could play better offensively. Packers are good. They're going to come into town with a defense that you could say arguably is better than the Bears, are playing at a higher level right now because of the takeaways. I just think this is trending in the wrong direction. Maybe they get some – what's the value of momentum this week heading into the Packers game?
Well, the hope here is the Bears can, you know, and they've been, the problem is they've been circling the wagon so much. I think they're dizzy, right? It seems like that's what they've been doing.
Dizzy.
But yeah, maybe they kind of pull together here and catch Green Bay off guard, because they've played so poorly. Like, you can understand some of the Green Bay players that aren't experienced vets understanding how the NFL works and, like, maybe taking them lightly. I don't know. Like, that would be something the Bears would have to hope is going to happen in this situation. Just looking at the football game, my concern for the Bears is going to be stopping the run, because Matt LaFleur has dialed that up big time during a number of meetings since he took over as the head coach up there, and I think it was 2019. And with that being kind of a problem area for the Bears, they were a little bit better against New England, but I think the Patriots have a better the Packers have a better rushing attack. Like, can the Bears stop that? Because if Green Bay can come in and run it when the Packers want to, I mean, that's going to open up a world of stuff for Jordan Love, and it could be a long afternoon.
Bigsy, we'll let you go. Jaquan Brisker out again this week, and, you know, you just worry about the guy. It's been a long time. Do you think he plays this year? Is that too abrupt a question?
I hate to venture a guess on head injuries.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, there's half a season left.
Yep.
Like, you think about it, the Bears are making this change, and they've had some crisis, no question about it. And you're looking at it, and you're saying, well, when's this going to end? And then you step back, and you're like, holy smokes. I mean, they got 8 games. It's half a football season is remaining. So I would not, by any stretch of the imagination, rule out seeing Jaquan Brisker on the field at some point. Like, if they thought this was, you know, he definitely wasn't going to be on the field, they obviously would have placed him on IR by now.
All right, Bigsy, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
That is the football man of the Chicago Tribune. That is Brad Biggs.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.